Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today the weather across Israel is mild, with pleasant temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are seeing clear skies, making it a good day to be outside. Haifa has some clouds, but it's still warm. A perfect afternoon for a stroll or a coffee outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in. The IDF is intensifying its operations in southern Lebanon. However, a clear end to the conflict remains elusive. Also, JNS reports from earlier today that Israeli leaders are criticizing President Erdogan. This follows Turkish prosecutors filing war crime charges against them. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's energy vulnerabilities. The ongoing war with Iran has put a spotlight on securing critical power infrastructure. Separately, Mariv brings us a message from Iran's parliament speaker. Tehran is expressing frustration over failed negotiations with Washington. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that U.S. intelligence suggests China might supply air defense systems to Iran. Former President Trump warned Beijing of potential big problems. Reaction has been swift on social media. ACK chief Gal Gadot commented just minutes ago on the threat posed by the Iranian regime. They described Iran as a major chaos agent that inspires global terrorism. Jewish Warrior 13, writing just moments ago, shared updates from Iran's deputy minister of oil. Damaged refineries may resume 70-80% operations within the next month or two. Truth Trump Post, posting earlier today, noted that many Middle Eastern conflicts trace back to Iran, including Hezbollah and Shia militias. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, Walla reports the campaign includes an offensive effort and systematic cleansing. Despite this, a clear resolution is absent. The ongoing conflict poses long-term challenges for stability in the region. Turning to the diplomatic rift between Israel and Turkey, JNS details that Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed to continue fighting Iran's terror regime. This comes amid tensions with Erdogan, highlighting a deepening geopolitical divide. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post warns of Israel's energy vulnerabilities. The war with Iran has exposed weaknesses in power infrastructure. Securing energy sources is now a top priority for national security. In related developments, Mariv covers the Iranian parliament speaker's tweets. Tehran sees a failure in negotiations with the U.S., challenging Washington to make a decisive move. This stance could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Finally, I-24 News reveals potential Chinese involvement with Iran's air defenses. U.S. intelligence suggests shipments may go through third countries. Such developments could complicate diplomatic efforts and regional security. Turning to business and markets. Walla Business explains why your salary may have disappointed this month. Tax bracket adjustments were delayed, affecting take-home pay. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Bank Hapoalim and Discount Bank plan to raise billions. They prepare to meet a surge in credit demand post-conflict. And finally, CTEC shares that Israel's gas rigs have resumed operations after costly shutdowns. This move underscores both economic urgency and ongoing security challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.